בעזרת השם, ליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה ל"ז, פרק ו'. וזהו, היזהרו בברידין כרבי יהודה. And this is what it's written, היזהרו בברידין כרבי יהודה. That you need to be careful when a person is שוחט the animal. Also when you שוחט your own animal, you need to be mercy. Also when you go with yourself to the field, you have to be mercy on yourself. You're not allowed to slaughter yourself in a violent way. To hate your avonot and to fight with yourself and to rebuke yourself and to break yourself to pieces. It's not the way. You need to be Rahman, you need to be to understand that you didn't have no choice. It was the will of Hashem Yitbarach. Even though that you sinned, even though that you failed. When you come now to uproot that bad midah, you want to remove all of that filth from you, all of the bad behavior, but you need to be Rahman. You need to be Rahman on yourself. Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Ki Hadam hu hanefesh sheba b'yigul. Because the blood, it's the spirit, it's the soul that came in a different lifetime. Means if you become to be like that, like that you are, there is a reason for that. Bor Olam, he knows why. You had to go through those bad attributes, through those bad behaviors. You had to go through those places. Those are souls that you had to fix. You had to fix that angry person. You had to fix that violent person. You had to fix that person that is cursing. You had to fix all of those souls. All of those souls have to be fixed, have to be repaired. וצריך השוחט לכוון לעלות הנפש שבדם. And the one that makes that chita, the shochet, have to aim to have in his heart that intention. להעלות הנפש שבדם. To rise up, to lift up back the soul, the spirit that is inside that blood. Means inside of every blood, every thick blood, every hard situation that you have in your life, there is a soul inside of it. There is a reason. Bor Olam, he knew exactly why. A person can find himself in a certain difficulty that he cannot realize what Hashem wants for me. After 1 year, after 2 years, you're going to look back, you're going to see. The wisdom is to see it in the right time, in the real time, live. But if you're not able, it doesn't mean that it not exists. So this is why when you do tshuva, when you go back to situations and observe on them, and checking them, and looking on them, and trying to learn from them, you need to look at the stechel of every situation, like Rabbeinu is saying, into the wisdom, to the purpose, to the meaning, to the will of Hashem Yitbarach, will of Hashem. What Hashem wanted, why Hashem brought me to that situation, this is how you're going to upgrade all of that situation. You're going to cancel her physical connection to this world, and you're going to find the reason, means the connection, the root, the reason, the purpose of that situation. Why Hashem made it to be like that. Gam, also, Ikar Chesron HaParnasa, the main reason of lack of Parnasa, lack of money, Shenitma'et Badorot HaLalu, that been reduced in those generations, that people are broke, people don't have money, people want to make aliyah, people want to live in Eretz Israel. They're afraid because of money. People live, learn in yeshiva, and everything is hard. It's hard to buy food, it's hard to buy every small things, it's hard to buy. Everything is expensive, and everything is coming from China. So, it's a big difficulty. So, אין זה אלא על ידי השוחטים שאינם מהוגנים. It's only because of that purpose, because of those שוחטים that are not worthy, that are not pure, that are not, they're not, they don't have those, they don't care, בקיצור. They're coming for the money, so the people lose the money. They're coming to work, they're coming for the job, so with their intention, they took the money. They took all of those holy sparks from the animal. Veze, and this is what it's written in Avot. Im en Torah, en kemach. If there is no Torah, there is no flower. Torah, hi b'chinat nefesh kanal. It's the aspect of this, that soul that we spoke about. So, if you don't have Torah, if you don't have that soul, if you're not lifting that soul, you don't have Torah. You don't have kemach, you don't have flour, you don't have parnasa. That's what Rabbeinu is saying. Al yedei zeh, we can learn it to both sides, like if en Torah en kemach, im en kemach en Torah, both of them. Al yedei zeh en kemach, by that there is no flour, haparnasa nitma'et. If the person is not coming to make that spiritual tikkun, fixing that he needs to repair, to lift that soul that is stuck over there, means to connect it back with Hashem Yitbarach, with faith. and again and again and again, we need to connect all of our limud. It's actually I was looking for the way how to, but there is here a Chatam Sofer that is talking about that, about a righteous man that is learning Torah Lishma. When he learns Torah Lishma, he brings so much light into the Beit Midrash that he learns Torah in that Beit Midrash, that for the students it's so hard to learn with him, they cannot stand his light and they're running away. This is what the Chatam Sofer is writing. When the tzaddik is learning Torah Lishma, so the students are running away from him. They cannot stand staying in the same place with him. I remember when I came to the yeshiva, something like maybe 10 years ago, Rav Shalom once said that if he would reveal his Yirat Shamayim, his fear from heaven, people would not be able to enter to the yeshiva. This is what he said once. So you hear from that the power, how much light, and those are people that are humble, they're not praising themselves, and then they want to show off and what do they have. You see that no one sees it, you see that he's hiding it in the end. But just to know what we can have. So this is what that now you see. Rabbeinu is talking about Rabbi Yehuda, he's talking about Shochatim. You can learn this halakha in a very dry way, you can learn that Mishnah in a very dry way, but we're trying to connect it to the faith, because this is the purpose. This is what it means for me, for my understanding, to learn Torah Lishma, to try to make that limud useful, that you're going to learn something from it, and you see that it fits. You see that whatever that you try, whatever you try to learn, to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach with it, it fits. Why? Because this is the real will of Hashem. Hashem wants us to get closer to Him, and closer, and closer, and closer, and this is why He gave us the Torah. That we're going to have a tool, that with that tool we're going to get closer to Him. So, alright, we learned about Rabbi Yehuda, we learned about Shechita, Hilchot Shechita, and the defects, so what, now we're going to be angry and look for Shochatim to beat them up because of them we don't have Parnassah. Yes? No! No! Guys, no! Stop! Where are you going? No. Listen. We need to take it all as hints from Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach is talking to us, and what Hashem wants for me to rebuke someone else, no. Hashem wants me to rebuke myself. Hashem wants me to learn on myself. Zot Torah Adam. The Torah is coming to teach me on myself, that I'm going to be a human being, that one day I'm going to wake up to take myself in my hands and really to start cooperating with Hashem, to follow His advice, the wonderful advice. So I need to rebuke myself while I'm learning. I need to teach myself. How can I get closer to Hashem Yitbarach? This is Limud Lishma. I'm learning for Hashem to see how can I get closer to Hashem, to fulfill the will of Hashem Yitbarach, to listen to Him, to listen to His voice, to keep His advice. The word Kemach, the numeral value of the word Kemach is 148. It's the same numeral value of the word Nachman. It's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So, Mamash, without Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you cannot learn Torah. You can learn dry, all of that, exactly what we explained now, all of that wisdom, like Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, he said Shabbos morning. He said, all of my classes, and all of my books, all of them, until the last detail, it's all written in Likutei Halachot. You can find it all in Likutei Halachot, but Hashem gave me that ability to explain it in a simple way, that in this generation people are going to be able to accept it and to understand, to take the advice from it. Likutei Halachot, you open, it looks like a library. You don't know where what to find, where to look for, and what to find, and it's too big, too huge for us. So, need to bring someone else, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought, and translate, or Rav Shalom, to make it all simple and understandable, and to divide it to faith, to peace in the house, to forest fields, to go for long prayers, it was to garden of yearnings, to go and to yearn to Hashem, and to cancel all of your will, and garden of gratitude. He divided it to volumes. He just reduced the volume. You can hear it, that it won't be too loud. Rabbeinu, 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 and you see that no one keeps nothing. So now, he gave us the ability to keep the advice. Just to say, Rabbeinu, 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 and you don't know Rabbeinu. I remember myself, I came to Rav Shalom, I confessed, I told him, Rav, for me, I'm talking about 8 years ago, 7 years ago, I came to him and told him, Rav, for me, I'm sorry to say, I don't see Hashem in my life at all. I don't see Rabbi Nachman in Breslev in my life at all. And I see you. So, So tell me what to do. Give me the right advice. How can I choose? Because a lot of times you can find yourself that you have complaints on Hashem. You have arguments with Hashem. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, it's a foreign concept for you. You don't know who is a righteous man, person that buries in Ukraine. Okay, well, what's my connection to him? When you see a man, when you see a figure, a human being, that you can communicate with him, you can ask him, you can talk, so you can receive from him even a lot more than you can receive from Hashem directly, from Rabbi Nachman Breslev himself. This is the wisdom. This is the truth. For that, you need to have faith. Because if you're going to idolize that person now, and say, Arav, 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 Rabbeinu, 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 you're going to lose the connection with Hashem. So you need to believe that Hashem, Yitbarach, He sent that messenger for you. He sent that Rebbe for you, to teach you, to help you. And then you follow the advice of Hashem, Yitbarach. You meet Hashem, Yitbarach, in the classes. You meet Hashem, Yitbarach, while you confess in front of Rabbeinu in the field. And you don't, all of those arguments are not waking up. It's just all simple for you. This is the way Hashem wanted it to be. Hashem sent that righteous man to us. Hashem sent those rabbis to us. We need to believe in the righteous man of the generation and the Rav Sheba Dov and the rabbi that's in the generation. Someone that you have to believe in him. Rav Shalom once said that this is the hardest thing of them all. To believe in the righteous man. Why? Because to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, it's not a problem. Why it's not a problem? Because you don't have no contest.
Contest.
Contest, fight, battle with him. Uh-huh. You're not. He's over there, and he's not arguing with you. He's not stopping you from idolizing yourself if you want. He's over there, and you are here, and no connection. Hashem is so okay. I believe in Hashem. A lot of people are saying that I believe, yes, and going and waving and whatever. That they are believers and going and taking off heads of the ones that are fighting with them in the name of faith. Alright, nice, wonderful. But Hashem is not there. It's not Hashem. So to believe in Hashem is Barak, you can say that you do. It's easy. But to have righteous men, also Rabbi Nachman Breslev, the tzaddik that already passed away, it's also easy to believe. What you need to say, I believe, I'm Breslev, I'm Breslev, I'm going to Uman. You need to buy a ticket once a year, and also someone going to pay for you if you're just going to, I don't know, beg enough. And it's going to be okay. It's not so hard to be a Breslev or Hasid, because it's not real. But to have a rabbi in the generation, someone that you really see that is better than you, that you look at him and you realize he's righteous and I'm not. He's got something that I don't have, that thing. This is hard. This is humility. You can stay arrogant and believe in Hashem. You can stay arrogant and to be the biggest Breslever, a Breslever Mashpia, Rabbi of Breslev, going! Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu! And you don't have no connection to Rabbeinu. Only when you see someone and you say, whoa, there is a big difference between us. Big, huge difference that I don't know how I can reach. And Rav Yoshua Cohen in our yeshiva said once that it's written, Matai, every person should ask, Matai agiu ma'asai le'ma'asai avotai. When my action, rabotai, when my actions going to be like the actions of my rabbis. So he said, when you look at your rabbi, Rav Yoshua Cohen said, when you look at your rabbi, Rav Shalom, in this yeshiva, you know for sure that you cannot reach what he's doing. For sure. It's not even a question. So how are you still going to keep that word of Rabotenu? That you need to ask yourself, when I'm going to become to be like him? You know that you're not able. It's no chance. So he said, we need to explain the word Yagiu. When I'm going to reach. It's not going to reach. It means when I'm going to touch. Yagiu leshon negi'ah. When, even once in my life, I'm going to be able to touch. Even once. For a moment. In what that he is holding forever. In his level. Maybe once in my life I'm going to be like him for a moment. This is why I know that I testify on myself already a few times. What?
That's the chain. That's what the Mishnah says, the person has to make himself a rabbi. You have to get to touch the rabbi.
Once.
And then the guy behind you has to touch you.
Once.
And that's how you make the chain.
This is humility. So I could testify on myself to say that I know for sure that even though that I'm quoting Rav all of the time, I never was able to quote him even once in the intention, in the purity, that he said the words that he said. Even once. I can say the same words and I don't have his heart to say. I don't have his wisdom to say what that he said. I can say the same words, exactly the same words, and even to want to sound the same, but I know for sure that I never achieved that. You should know the difference that you have from him. You know it. It's something that you know. You see the difference. So this is why we're learning all of that understandings, all of that musar to on ourselves. Bezrat Hashem, continue. ובשביל זה, and this is why, החליף, the knife, נקרא מאכלת. It being called מאכלת. מאכלת means that it eats. The knife, he eats. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ויקח את המאכלת. That Abraham Avinu took the מאכלת. He took the knife, and it's written מאכלת. Something that is eating. כי יש שוחט הגון, because there is, how is it? שוחט, שוחט?
Slaughter. Ritual slaughter.
שויכת. That is hagun, that he is worthy. Ma'achil u'mefarnes le'Israel, and he is feeding Am Israel, and he gives parnasah to Am Israel. Physically, this is what that he is doing. He is bringing animals to Am Israel. Now they're allowed to eat them, and also spiritually, if he is keeping fulfilling his job right, he's bringing tons of bounty of shefa, spiritual shefa, to Am Israel. Those souls that those animal contains. Because all of the animals, it's written in Likutei Halachot, Rabbi Nathan brings that, that all from the books of Ariel HaKadosh probably, that all of the souls of animals are people in that came again in different lifetimes. It's Gilgule Nefashot. Once a student of Rabbeinu came to him and asked him if he can be a ritual slaughterer. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rabbeinu told him, Rabbeinu answered to him, are you able to take an old person, to hold him from his beard, and to pass the knife on his neck, on his throat? So he was shocked. He told him, no, of course not. So he told him, so you cannot be a ritual slaughterer. Because what's the difference? That's an old person, and inside of that chicken, it's also and the same old person can be. So what's the difference? You think it's a chicken, you think it's a cow, you think something, but the truth is that it's people. Those are souls. So when you slaughter that animal, actually you set free those sparks of soul. It's a neshama, a soul. And it can be even a complete soul. And it can be even few souls. And you don't know what are you doing. So if you have the right intention, you set them free. So all of their abilities, all of their spiritual magic power that they have is spreading in the world and bringing bounty and good, tova. They're saying good things on Am Yisrael. They're thanking Hashem Yitbarach. But if not, they're crying, and they're crying, and they're crying, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying. So there is one ritual slaughterer. Sorry that I'm practicing on your account, but I don't have time to learn English.
That's good.
I don't see movies anymore. What can I do? Wow, you want to hear something amazing about movies? A friend of mine, good friend of mine, he had the Yetzer Hara, Baruch Hashem, to buy an iPhone. And he thought that he's such a hero, and he's gonna have an iPhone now. He's an adult, he's mature, he's over 18, he's allowed to have an iPhone. And Baruch Hashem, he started to play with his iPhone, and he came to a very, very low place with this iPhone. One day, he watched a regular movie, a filthy regular movie, not a real filthy one, just a regular filthy Hollywood filthy movie in his iPhone. And he's watching and watching and watching, and suddenly there was a situation over there, that person that was talking, an old person that was talking to his son, and told him, Baruch Hashem didn't saw that movie, told him, you know why I wasn't talking to you all of those years? And he started to explain to him why they were so far from each other, the father, the old father, and his son. And my friend, that friend, he saw that, and suddenly he felt like Hashem Yitbarach is talking to him. He felt like Hashem is rebuking him through that movie and tells him, you want to know why I was so far from you all of those years? And he started to... So that guy started to cry. And he cried, and he cried, and he cried, because he felt so far from Hashem Yitbarach. And he put end on the iPhone, and put it, and went outside, and made it bodedut, over half an hour in bodedut, crying and asking for Hashem Yitbarach, help me to do tshuva, to regret, to come back to you, to fix everything. He came back after half an hour, back to his house, took the iPhone back in his hand, and he see a window opened over there that written, are you sure that you want to erase the Google application? So he pushed no, And then suddenly he saw another window. Are you sure that you want to erase the Google application? So he pushed no. And then he see another window. And there was a list of endless windows. All of them asking him, are you sure that you want to erase the Google application? Until after 5 or 6 he realized. The question is, are you sure you don't want to erase the Google application from your mobile? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you need to erase the Google application from your iPhone. This is the answer. Just, you see, Hashem is alive. Hashem is alive. Today someone came to me, told me there was an old woman. She was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send the bus from one city to the other city, and she didn't have the power. She was going with bags and she, stuff. She didn't have the power to go to the bus station, and she's standing and praying and praying. The bus is driving, and suddenly the driver feels so tired. He said to the person that is sitting with him, he said, I have to rest. I haven't slept for 2 days. Well, I have to rest. And he went to the side, to a different place, and he's stopping the bus somewhere, no station, nothing, and he opens the door to have some fresh air, and that old woman, she's climbing on the bus. He tells her, what are you doing? She said, I need this bus. This is the bus that I'm looking for. He said, but there is no station here. She said, yes, I know, I just pray. I'm an old woman. I didn't have the power. They put it in his heart. This is it. Just a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing except of him. It's only Hashem. And he stopped his car and she went up. And this is it. Took her to Jerusalem. This is it. Why? She prayed. I'm an old woman. For her it was simple. This is what she said. I was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm old and I'm tired and this is it. Baruch Hashem. So this is one kind of shochet. That shochet is having the right, he's got a heart, he's got that intention to have mercy and to feed Am Yisrael. He's coming to for his job to be a shochet because he needs to bring food for Am Yisrael. He's not coming for to make money out of that job. He's coming because this is his job to supply food, to bring parnasah to Am Yisrael. Ki ha-shochet hagun, because that worthy ritual slaughterer, hu malbish et ha-nefesh shebachai bimdaber. He covers the soul of the that's inside the animal in the soul of the one that talks. Means he lifts the soul that's stuck in the animal and hand it to people that talks, and then when they're going to say the bracha, means that when you say the bracha, you have the same obligation. You have the same responsibility on top of your head when you say the brachot to lift the soul. Because if you haven't blessed, it's stuck. So it can be stuck before of the shochet, and it can be stuck before of you, but it doesn't matter. For the soul, it doesn't matter. She's stuck. She cannot come to her tikkun. She's not been fixed. So when you say the bracha, you need to say the bracha. What's the intention of the bracha? Just to testify that Hashem is the creator. This is it. This is what is going to fix that soul. From that you can realize why that soul went so low. Because she didn't have that faith. Now on a complete lifetime, she's going to be fixed by a certain intention. That you, this is the final one. That you're going to say the bracha, going to testify that Hashem Yitbarach, He created that apple. That Hashem Yitbarach, He created that piece of meat. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He made that egg. That He is in charge of... This is the intention that fixes it. Means that this is the sin. She was far from faith. She couldn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Creator. So she fell down. She went lower and lower and lower until she became to be an animal. And her tikkun is that someone going to testify on her because of her merit. That she suffered for years to be an animal, to be an apple. Dari HaKadosh once went with Rabbi Chaim Vital and they were walking in the field and he kicked a certain stone. And Dari HaKadosh told Rabbi Chaim Vital, his student, he told him that inside of that stone there's a soul that was waiting for 500 years until I'm going to come and going to set it free. 500 years of punishment to be stuck inside of a stone. It's a punishment. Why? Because that person he had a stone heart. He was a stone. He was made out of stone. He was cruel. He was hard. He was violent. He was breaking people. I don't know what. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, alright, you want to be a stone, you'll be a stone. It's all midah keneged midah. That gift of tshuva. The world to come is judgment day. The mercy is in this world, that we have the opportunity to fix today, to go to the field today, to do tshuva today, to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, erase everything, I want to be clean, I want to be pure. And you said that if I'm going to do tshuva, you're going to purify me. I believe in that, I believe in the power of tshuva. I'm thanking you Hashem on the opportunity that you gave me to do tshuva. I confess, I surrender, I'm sorry, I'm guilty, set me free, let me be happy. And this is it, now you should believe. The obligation of faith now is to believe in the power of tshuva, that after that you confess, you're pure, you're clean, and to start a new page, a new life. This is it, I'm pure. My sins are not chasing me anymore. It's not in my backpack. This is it, I'm clean. I'm walking, I've been set free by the mitzvah of tshuva. Now I believe in myself. When you believe in yourself, the light of your soul that is illuminating, is illuminating in that faith that you believe in yourself, that you see that you're good, that you want to succeed, that you're sure that Hashem listened to your prayers. When you have that light, means that you removed all of the husks that were covering, that you were doing tshuva, and by that removed all of that darkness that was blocking the light of your soul, because the sins are husks that are blocking the light of the soul, they're blocking the light of Hashem. When you remove them with tshuva, you feel that you want Hashem. So you should also learn, when you finish your Yidbodedut, if you're happy, if you feel lighter, if you feel that now you want Hashem, that you wish that you had more time to do Yidbodedut like that, that you wish to come again to the field, and you feel grateful to Hashem Yidbarach, and you're so happy, it means that they forgave you, that it's been forgiven, that it's been removed from your back. You need to believe in that. Have to have faith in ourselves. So, כי השוחט הגון ומלביש את הנפש שבחי ומדבר, היינו בדיבור הברכה שהוא מברך. When he is saying the ברכה on the שחיטה. When he is saying the ברכה, by that, by saying the ברכה, blessing Hashem יתברך אשר קידשנו במצוותיו וציוונו על השחיטה. And he's making that ברכה, by that, he is fixing a lifetime. A lifetime of a person. Look how much power you have. How much power. And if you would be wise to say the brachot with the heart, to say the brachot with the nigun, to sing Baruch Atah, every word, to have a heart, to say it with the heart, the sparks that you're going to lift, going to have hakarat hatov to you. They're going to appreciate you. They're going to come to help you. You're going to be the one that dresses them. Means they're going to join you. You're going to have powers on powers. When you eat and you feel after you ate dead tired, it's because you killed that food. And you haven't achieved the sparks from it. You haven't helped him. And now you're dead. You don't have no powers. You lost even what that you had before of that eating. But when you're eating in Kedusha, when you sing to Hashem Yitbarach every bracha, you have a heart. You say Baruch, you have Rachmanut, you have mercy. You have Rachmanut on the souls that are stuck in an apple. Think about it. And you say the bracha with an intention to complete the faith, to illuminate the world with the light of Hashem's being. That Hashem is here, that Hashem loves me, that Hashem, He created everything, and Hashem is fixing me with those sparks of souls that are inside those fruits and vegetables and all of what it's allowed to eat. Things that are not allowed to eat, the blessings will not going to help. And going to contaminate you, going to make the person stupid. But when the person is eating kosher, and he's asking also from Hashem Yitbarach to help, and he's saying the brachot, by that he's growing and developing in a huge way in Avodat Hashem. The brachot got amazing, amazing power to help the person to grow in Avodat Hashem. There was one righteous man that was looking for years for the shidduch for his daughter, and everyone that would come, he would refuse. He would say, no, it's not her shidduch, it's not her shidduch. One day, a certain Avrech, a regular Avrech, came, and after 2 minutes of conversation, he said, this is the Shidduch. He is right for my daughter. They asked him why. He said, because he said the bracha out loud. This is what that he was looking for a Shidduch for his daughter, a person that has a heart to say brachot out loud, to say the brachot out loud. This is it. From that you can learn so much. If a person is not paying attention to the brachot that he's saying, what's his connection to Avodat Hashem at all? A righteous man is a man that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of his organs, in all of his mitzvot. He's not forget Hashem while he's eating. He's not forget Hashem while he's drinking. He's not forget Hashem while he's driving, while he's going to find his parnasah. He never forgets Hashem. This is the slave of Hashem, Eved Hashem, committed to Avodat Hashem with all of his organs, with all of his the parts of his soul, connected to the Creator in every breath, in every neshima, in every word, in every eyesight, in every movement. On the tzaddikim it's written that they haven't even moved a small finger without thinking and making yichudim with that. The angel that was walking with Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Magid Mishnah of Rabbi Yosef Karo, was rebuking him. Why in that day that you were doing it, Bodadut, on the shore, you were lifting your right leg without the intention that I told you, that I commanded you to walk by that intention. Every time that you lift the right leg, you had to make a certain yichud. And the left leg, it's a different yichud. And this is how he was walking and doing it, Bodadut. Thinking on Hashem and talking with Hashem and thinking about the Halachot, the book, the Shulchan Aruch that he was writing in those days and all that. All of that while he was having yourself, and the Magid was angry at him, rebuked him. You haven't made that yichud that I taught you when you lift your right leg when you were walking on the beach. Tzadikim are holding high, high places because they're committed. When you're breaking your nature and you live by miracles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to lead you by miracles. But when you rather to live by nature, no, I rather that everything going to be organized for me, I need to know exactly. When you want to live like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have no problem. He's going to minimize himself so much, Mamash is going to make himself so tiny that it's going to be fit for your stupidity. And this is what you're going to have. You choose to be stupid, to live without Hashem, to count on yourself, to have everything organized, to know exactly when and why and how. No problems. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to you. But if you say, I don't want it, I want Hashem, I want to throw it all, I want to see Hashem, I want to believe that Hashem can change everything, I want to live beyond nature, I don't want to sleep, I don't want to drink, I don't want nothing, I want you Hashem, I want you Hashem. Hashem is removing all curtains from you, and you're going to see Hashem. I'm going to see God, you're going to see God. Everyone is going to choose. Everyone got the free choice in his hand. That cane of free choice is in your hand to choose. You should choose. How are you going to choose? From your heart. From your real will. Your desire. What that you want. This is what that you're going to choose. So you need to work on your will. Indeed, but in the prayers you need to ask not to fulfill your will. To ask for a holier will. Hashem, let me want you. Hashem, let me desire you. That I'm going to enjoy learning. That I'm going to desire to come back to the field. That I'm going to love you. That I will not going to give my heart to no one else except of you. That my heart is going to be pure, dedicated to Avodat Hashem. That I'm going to love to stand and to talk to you. That for me, Tfilat Shmona Esrei is going to be precious more than diamond, more than gold, more than everything else in the world. That I will never going to skip Tfilah and Minyan, not because of the obligation, because I'm going to meet you, because I'm going to love you, because I'm going to want, I'm going to run to the Beit Midrash, I'm going to run to the Shul to pray. Give me that desire. Give me that desire. I don't remember the name of that righteous man, that he was, once he was crying in the middle of the winter. He thought if to go to the Beit Knesset to pray, or if not to go, because it was snowing, and he had 40 minutes walk to the shul, and he suddenly started to cry. So his family asked him, why are you crying? He said, when I was a child, and the Rebbe, my Rebbe asked my, came to my father and told him, that he haven't paid for a few months, and he had to stop teaching me because he didn't pay. So my mother told my father that they have to break the oven that they had that was heating all of the house, the asaka in the house. They had to break it and to sell the blocks, the stones, and with that money to pay the tutor, to pay that rabbi that he's going to be able to teach me. And we were freezing all of that winter because we didn't have that oven in our house. Stove in our house. Because my parents wanted me to learn Torah. And now, he was over 70, he was old. And now I'm thinking, even if to go to pray in Beit Knesset or not because of the cold. He was crying. All out of love to Hashem. To ask for that love. And it's written, and I told you that once, it's written, Hakol bidei shamayim, except of Yirat Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except of Yirat Shamayim. What it means, the Rav Shalom explained once, everything is in the hands of heaven, if to give you or not, except of Yirat Shamayim. That if you're going to ask on Yirat Shamayim, they're obligated to give you. If you're going to ask on closeness to Hashem, to be close to Hashem, to love Hashem, nothing can stop those spirits. They have to give you. Thank you very much. Thank you.